a 17-hour cross-country flight to Oshkosh in Navy Seahawk helicopters. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. I'm here at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh with Larry Vasquez, Commander Larry Vasquez, and he's with the Navy and brought a helicopter here all the way from San Diego to Oshkosh, flew it here, and it's kind of an interesting story. We wanted to get a few more details on it. Commander, thanks very much for giving us some time for our listeners today.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's a thrill to be here in Oshkosh.
Now, I understand that today is an anniversary in your career.
It is. Today is my 20th anniversary of commissioned naval service, and I got to tell you, saying that out loud, it went by pretty quickly.
You make yourself sound old here.
when you say it that way,
Oshkosh started out over a half century ago as a little gathering of home building enthusiasts on a grass field, and it's turned into this. How long have you known of Oshkosh and wanted to come here?
When I first reported to my first helicopter squadron about 16, 17 years ago, we heard about all the opportunities to take cross countries. And it's great value for pilots to get out of their home field and see something different. And I heard that Oshkosh was one of the premier, if not the premier, air shows in the country, if not the world. So I've wanted to come here for a long, long time. And finally, I get to be in command of a squadron, and we were able to put this together.
Now, I know you can't just, despite what the movies would have us believe, you can't just run out at 1 o'clock in the morning, look both ways, grab a set of keys off the wall, and go. What was involved in getting permission and setting up this trip?
Right. Well, it obviously has to be approved by our wing commander. And again, the value to us as a squadron is that our pilots get some very, very valuable training. San Diego is a beautiful place to work out of, but the weather there is pretty phenomenal. It's pretty great all the time. So flying out this long a distance, dealing with different controllers, dealing with the weather, all the facets of flying 20 hours to an outlying field is something that our aviators don't get all the time, and is a great experience.
Well, no matter what route you pick to get from there to here, you must have had to do some high-altitude flying on hot days, too. That's got to be a lesson in how the machine reacts to those conditions that you can't just get out of a textbook.
Absolutely right. We are currently deployed in the Persian Gulf, and it is hot there. We are told to we are required to carry heavy loads. So flying in hot and heavy environments, again, it's not something that you would get in San Diego, but you would get flying across country. So that's one of the values of doing this.
Now, what kind of assistance do you guys get when you decide to do a trip like that? A lot of our listeners, when they want to make a cross-country trip, they go to the bookshelf and break out a sectional chart and a ruler and a pencil. I would assume that it's maybe a little different process in your case.
You know, we've got probably more sectionals and thicker pencils, but it's basically that same method. I told one of our pilots, Lieutenant Katie Schultz, who's a Wisconsin native, that I wanted to go to Oshkosh. I thought it was a great training opportunity. And literally 2 weeks later, she had it all mapped out and planned out. She had all the points of contact and then put everything into motion.
Well, how did the trip go? I mean, did it meet your expectations? Had you flown cross countries before in these machines?
I have flown cross countries. I've flown from Pensacola, Florida, across the country all the way to San Diego. And the flying out here was great. I expect that the flying going back to San Diego will be just as much an adventure. Even for someone like myself, I've got 2,000 hours in helicopters, and it's still exciting.
Well, Commander, thank you for your service to our country. Thanks for bringing this great machine here for us to all look at. And thanks for taking a few minutes out for our listeners today.
Well, thanks. We wouldn't have missed it. I've heard about Oshkosh my entire career, and it really lived up to all the expectations.
I've been talking with Commander Larry Vasquez, and in a moment, I'll be back with another of the pilots who made this flight, 26-year-old Wisconsin native Lieutenant Katie Schultz. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. Paul Plack here, and we're going to talk for a few minutes with Katie Schultz. Katie, what is your rank?
Currently a Navy lieutenant.
Katie is not an Oshkosh native, but a Wisconsin native from, what, Kenosha?
Yes, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
You are 26 years old, and you are living the dream here. I mean, we're at Oshkosh. I understand you've been here a few times in the past, but tell us how you got involved in aviation and how it led you to become an officer in the Navy.
Well, when I was little, I used to come to the Oshkosh Air Show with my father, and I would go up on all the ladders and go check out the cockpits of all the jets and just see all the planes around me. My uncle is a helicopter pilot, an instructor pilot down in Kenosha, and I would just hear about aviation. My dad is a huge aviation enthusiast, so we'd go check out the warbirds, and he would tell me all the stories from years past about all the cool things that they did. So I was always interested in flying. I wasn't necessarily interested in the military until it came up at lunch one day with a family friend, and he said, well, I know that you are really interested in flying, and I think you should think about the Naval Academy. And I thought to myself, what the heck is the Naval Academy? So I checked it out online, and I ended up applying for it. I got a nomination very probably late into the year of my senior year of high school, and then about 29 days before induction day, I got an appointment to the Naval Academy. So that was pretty exciting for everyone in my family, and I had no idea what I was getting into, but I knew I had a long-term goal. So I figured I'd try it out and see how it worked for me.
Well, it looks like it worked out pretty well. Now, there's a big effort being made at Oshkosh this year to acknowledge women in aviation. And there's an even bigger effort being made to try to find avenues by which young women can get into aviation. Would you recommend the one you took?
Definitely. I think it's quite a commitment, being in the military, and you are at, I think in any aviation community, you are definitely outnumbered, but I think that this was the best route for me, and it has a lot of rewards that go along with it, and serving your country and flying at the same time is just awesome.
All right, now tell us about call sign Bubbles.
You get your call sign when you've been in the squadron for probably 3 to 4 months, so usually people kind of get teased about something or another. And we have these things called planning sessions where everyone gets together and all the people that are above you create a call sign for you, and they create a story to go along with it. So I got, they also have something called a charge so that you can tease people about silly things that they've done. And I got charged with being excessively happy and always smiling as I walked down the hallway. So I think that's kind of where Bubbles came from.
All right. Tell us now about the trip here. Now, we talked to Commander Vasquez a couple of minutes ago. And he told us that he wanted to get you guys this opportunity to do a cross-country and get out of your local airspace. Apparently, you perked up immediately, as you're prone to do being Bubbles.
Yes. I think I discussed it with my Commodore, actually, who's also from Wisconsin. He was here earlier in the week. And I just threw it out there kind of as a really crazy idea because I never thought this would get approved. But as soon as our skipper said, I think this might work, I said, I will do all the planning. I want to do this. Yeah. I think my main motivation was just the look on my family's face as I flew by our hometown and as they came to greet me here. It was priceless. So that is truly rewarding. And it was a really good experience for some of the junior pilots in our squadron and for myself. I'm a new aircraft commander. So just dealing with different environments, different controllers, just a great opportunity to be able to do something like this. Because we're on the ships over water, so over land is very much different for us.
Now, I know that there are going to be a lot of people listening to this who have daughters and maybe granddaughters who are in the situation you were in before you joined the Navy, who are wondering if they can even get their daughters or granddaughters interested in aviation. Obviously, that step for you came before you even thought about the career path. What would you say to young women about aviation as a career field, even if it doesn't involve the military service?
I would say aviation just opens up a whole new world. I mean, you're used to three-dimensional kind of a world, and now I have four dimensions everywhere because flying is just incredible. I think the first time that you are up in the air whether you're flying a helicopter, a plane, or whatever, I mean, you will instantly fall in love, and everyone says that in the community. I think that there are so many avenues to get involved with, and especially with the EAA promoting women in aviation, just look on the online and start getting into aviation, and you will fall in love with it. And once you fall in love with it, you will make it happen, no matter what it takes. And I think that's how everyone feels about it.
Well, I will say to you, like I did to your commander, thank you for your service to our country, and thanks for being part of bringing this great machine. Tell us before we go just a little bit about this machine.
Well, we have two primary missions and a billion secondary missions. So our primary missions are anti-surface warfare and anti-submarine warfare. We are heavily loaded down with mission systems, and we're a very tactical platform. But we can also do search and rescue, especially over the water. We can do transport. We can do PAX runs. So we have so many different missions. I think it's pretty incredible what our air crewmen do in the back, because not only do they operate all the sensors for us, they're also search and rescue swimmers, and they're also door gunners. So our community is very tight-knit because we have so many different quals that we have to obtain and so many different missions that we have to learn that we work really closely together, and I think it's really awesome to do that.
These guys take good care of you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would say everyone's like, oh, you're so outnumbered. I have about 3 million big brothers, and it's phenomenal. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right. Well, like I said, living the dream. I hope that some young women who might come in contact with this Aerocast will maybe capture that dream. And again, thank you very much for taking a few minutes for our listeners today.
Thank you. Thank you.
My guest has been Navy Lieutenant Katie Bubbles Scholes. You can find out more about Helicopter Anti-Submarine Squadron Light 45, a.k.a. the world-famous Wolfpack, at www.hsl45.navy.mil. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.